Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. DiMaggio moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Cronin moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lobbs. The throw from Glenn and he is safe. Lobbs steals second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Clift reaches second base with a double. Berardino moves to third. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball four. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. Clift scores. Hefner moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oster Mueller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hefner scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oster Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy scores. Cullenbine moves to third. It's 4-0, Browns. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Ostermueller moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ostermueller scores. DiMaggio moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Clift reaches second base with a double. Berardino scores. It's 5-1, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to third. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to home to get clipped. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabor moves to second. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Tabor moves to third. Two outs. Stan Spence pinch hits for Fritz Ostermüller. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbine for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Browns. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Cronin moves to third. It's 7-2, Browns. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Williams moves to third. It's 7-3, Browns. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hefner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Glenn and he is safe. Clift steals second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift scores. Swift moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-3, Browns. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Bagby pinch hits for Joe Heving. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Bagby moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bagby scores. DiMaggio moves to second. It's 8-4, Browns. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Alex Mastiakis now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Charlie Wagner now pitching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe bunts in front of the plate. Glenn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Glenn. McQuinn scores. Lobs goes all the way around to score. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 10-4, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berardino bunts towards the mound. Wagner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to third. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe scores. One out. It's 11-4, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berardino. The throw from Glenn and he is safe. Berardino steals second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner strikes out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. It's 12-4, Browns. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Williams reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Tabor moves to second. It's 12-5, Browns. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-3 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Red Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey now playing shortstop. Marv Owen now playing first base. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Cullenbine reaches third base with a triple. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Cullenbine scores. Two outs. It's 13-5, Browns. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chet Lobbs now playing left field. Wally Judnick now playing center field. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. DiMaggio moves to second. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Red Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.